Well, tonight, I'm sure grateful to have all of you here. And I just think you all are just so wonderful and so great.
Oh,
yeah, you are great. Well, I mean, I think about the Segovias and how faithful they've been through the years. And, of course, the Woods, Daniel and Tom, and Dagmar, what a happy face to have in fellowship. Yeah, Kathy, she's been faithful for so many years. She was in the first Bible class with Jeannie. Yeah,
together.
Back
in 74.
1974, wow. So being faithful is a big deal. And Judy here, just thankful for her life and how wonderful she is. And all of you that are calling in, it's sure great that we can fellowship together.
Mm-hmm.
So I praise you for how wonderful and great you are, okay? And doesn't it feel good to be praised?
Yes.
To be recognized?
Yes.
Yes. It feels great to have the light of recognition shine on you. And, of course, the one who deserves our most praise and adoration is God Almighty, right? Our Heavenly Father, He's the one that deserves the most because He has done the most for us. He's given us life. And for us as born-again believers, we have eternal life. And so I want to talk a little bit about praise and what it is and share some scriptures with you. I mean, there's praise all through the Bible. And it says in Psalms 150, and boy, you look at the Psalms, and there's all kinds of verses in there in praising God. But the very last verse in the book of Psalms 156 says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." And last several Psalms very much emphasize praising God. And boy, it's just so important that we recognize Him. And the more we recognize Him and praise Him, I think the greater our humility is, the greater that we can walk for Him. And let me share some verses from the Old Testament in light of praise. The first one, Genesis 29:35. I think this is the first usage of the word praise. And it says in Genesis 29:35, and I'm going to move pretty quick through here and quote these to you. It says, "And she conceived again and bare a son, and she said, now will I praise the Lord." You know, she's bearing a son, so she praised the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah. And, of course, Judah was the line that would bring the Christ child. That was the promised seed ran through the tribe of Judah. Deuteronomy 10:21, it says, "He is thy praise, and he is thy God, that hath done for thee these great and awesome things which thine eyes have seen." Judges, and I'm just picking out a few. There's bunches in here. Judges 5:3, "Hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes. I will sing unto the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel." Pretty neat, huh? Samuel, 2 Samuel 22:4, "I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." And then in 22:50 of 2 Psalms, "Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name." And it was such a big deal to praise God that in the time of David and the kings that walked with God, they saw how important it was to praise God. And they would set up the Levites, and they'd have special singers that their job was nothing else but to praise God. And let me share some of those verses with you. 1 Chronicles 16:4, And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. 1 Chronicles 23:5. Moreover, 4,000 were porters, and 4,000 praised the Lord with the instruments which I made, said David, to praise therewith. You know, David had set up 4,000 people to praise God. I mean, that's how big, how important, how much David loved God. 2 Chronicles 5:13, it came to pass, as the trumpeters and the singers were as one, to make one sound be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and the cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. That then the house was filled with the cloud, even the house of the Lord. Boy, they had some pretty exciting meetings back then, huh? And then 2 Chronicles 8:14, and he appointed, according to the order of David, his father, the courses of the priests to their service, and the Levites to their charges, to praise and minister before the priests, as the duty of every day required, the porters also by their courses at every gate, for so had David, the man of God, commanded. So it was a big deal to recognize God and to praise him. The Hebrew word for praise is halal, H-A-L-A-L. And literally, its foundational meaning is to shine, to shine. And you're familiar with the word hallelujah?
Yes.
Well, hallah is the praise, luya is the Lord. And that word is used many times, especially in the book of Psalms. And the latter Psalms that I read with you, 150 and the previous ones, use that praise the Lord. The Hebrew is a hallelujah, which is the, you know, we transliterate that into English and use that word to praise the Lord, right? All right. So when we say praise the Lord, we see the Lord shines in us. He shines in us. Pretty neat. Well, on the day of Pentecost, it's interesting to note that when they, first spoke in tongues, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They were working together. They were eating together. And it's interesting to note in chapter 2 of Acts, the last two verses, 46 and 47, and this is what they were doing in light of this great new Christianity being born and people being filled with the Holy Spirit and the promise of the Father coming to pass. And it goes on here in the latter two verses, it says, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So in the early church, they were praising the Lord. They recognized the value of their life before God, and they praised the Lord, which is really a wonderful act of our humility, or act of recognition of all the good things that God has done for us, right? It's pretty neat. Pretty fantastic. I want to share with you a song. And Judy, could you grab some of the song books, if you would, and pass those out? I'm going to share with you a song. I'm going to play it on the on the iPad here for you, but the song is in our songbook. And the song that I want to share with you is a great representation of a praise song. And many of the hymns and songs are praise songs. But this particular one was written by Charles Wesley. And Charles Wesley and his brother, older brother John Wesley, they were the beginners of the Methodist Church in England. And he was born in 1707. And he was a nice, interesting side note here. He was the 18th of 19 children. So his parents, Sam and Susanna Wesley, had 19 kids. And he was the 18th one. But Charles Wesley, he wrote over 6,500 hymns. And many of his hymns were in praise to God. And the one hymn I want to play for you is a hymn that he wrote 1 year after the anniversary of his conversion to Christianity. And he was just so thankful, so blessed, and he wanted to do a hymn that was a praise to the Heavenly Father. And I think it's number 87 in your songbooks. And I'm going to set this song up and play it for all of you. The folks on the conference line can hear it too. And I think many of you are probably familiar with this song. It's Oh for a Thousand Tongues. All right, so enjoy, and the words may be a little bit different than what's in your songbook here, than what you hear that I'm going to play for you.
Oh, for a thousand.
to this song. I mean, amazing to me. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. I mean, our God, he should have a chorus of millions, really, huh? Millions of voices, but I love this. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. Pray for my Redeemer. Man, oh man, we should be so grateful, so thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did for us to redeem us. The glories of our Father, God, the triumphs of his grace. God's grace is so full, it's so rich. And we live by grace, right? We live in the grace of God. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of thy name. What an honor that we have the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to use and to minister to other people. Christ breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood availed for me. It's pretty personal, huh? Hear him, ye deaf, his praise, ye dumb, your loosened tongues employ. Ye blind, behold your Savior come. And boy, we're looking for him to come at any time. And leap ye lame for joy. So, what a neat thing to have a loving song like that to praise our God with, huh? Mm-hmm. And there's many wonderful songs out there that I think we can find and that represent our heart of love and care and thankfulness to our loving Heavenly Father, that we recognize that he is the one. Without him, we are nothing. But with him, we're everything. And so we want to praise him often and much, all the time, all the time. And so I wanted to share that with you and really encourage you to think about how grateful and thankful you are for the salvation you have in Christ and how great a Heavenly Father that we do have. And that our response is to praise him, to laud him to the sky, because he's already up there. Anyway, huh? So, Father, thank you that we have you as a Heavenly Father, that we can praise you, that we can recognize you in all that we do, because you've given us life, you've given us eternal life, you've given us your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can have the presence of him within us, that we have all that he is, that we have died with him, we've been crucified with him, we've been raised with him, we're at the right hand with him, we're seated in the heavenlies. What a privilege it is as we fully identify with him and praise you, Father, for that reality. So we thank you, God, and our Heavenly Father, for all that you've done to make this available. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. All right.